Hey, it's Kennedy for Reason TV at CPAC 2014, talking to people about the limits of federalism in regards to social issues.
We used to call it federalism.
That's funny. So, Fred,
do
you think federalism should extend to marijuana rights and same-sex marriage for states? Should they decide?
Yeah, I think pretty much.
Do you think that men should marry men and women should marry women if they so choose?
No.
Should the states decide, or should there be a federal mandate?
States should decide that.
And same with marijuana laws, whether it's legalization or decriminalization, should states decide?
Yeah, states should decide.
And what about same-sex marriage? Should the states be allowed to decide who gets married?
Again, I think that's a state by state decision.
Should states decide whether or not same-sex marriage is legal?
Yes.
Should states decide whether or not medical marijuana is legal?
Yes.
We ought to have the diversity of that the states give us, the laboratories that they provide for us. Let's see what works out.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how that situation works out in Colorado, for example.
Yeah. So how far does federalism extend? What about medical marijuana or decriminalizing or legalizing marijuana? Should that be left up to the states?
I think that that's the right position, and if you see what Governor Perry said, and even Governor Hickenlooper, whose state has voted to legalize marijuana, he opposed it, but he is saying, hey, states, you can watch what we're doing and see how it works out for us and see how things get implemented, and that's what Governor Perry has backed, is letting the states all do it themselves.
Is Obama bad on federalism?
Obamacare, if nothing else, has proven to us, reminded us once again, how difficult it is. And how inappropriate it is for the federal government to take on these massive, you know, enterprises.
Obviously, everything he does has the word national attached to it. But in fairness to him, that has been about the trend in every presidency since Reagan.
Remember, it used to be called these United States as opposed to the United States historically. I used to be in state government, and I can tell you that decisions are not perfect, are certainly so much better made on the state level. What works, for example, in New York doesn't necessarily work in Wyoming. So certainly it makes a lot more sense.
Do you think conservatives are using more federalist approach to social issues?
They should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While I may not agree with what a particular state does on a particular issue, for the most part, unless it really does violate fundamental constitutional principles, they have a right to do what they see fit.
Yeah.
And every solution doesn't have to be a federal one. And I think, as I say, across the board, we're being reminded of that every day.